This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahi wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My beloved brothers and sisters, we have gathered here to witness the officiation of a nikah, a marriage in Islam, a very, very simple procedure where there is a proposal and an acceptance with mention that is made of a little gift that is to be given from the male to the female in the presence of witnesses. And generally, this would be done either in the house of Allah, preferably, or elsewhere. I want to spend just a few moments explaining to you something extremely interesting. Why is marriage so important in Islam? Why are we encouraged to get married? The Prophet ﷺ has encouraged us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged us. In fact, even if a person has lost their spouse through death or through divorce, they are encouraged to pick up the pieces as soon as possible and get married again. This is an encouragement that is connected to something. You know, it is considered a huge portion of your faith to get married. Have you ever asked yourself, why? What is the big deal? You know, in our language, that's what people would say. Simple. Because when you get married, you have opened a huge door of very, very difficult acts of worship that you are going to have to undertake, and you will earn a reward through that. Subhanallah. So you now are a responsible person. It's an act of worship, subhanallah. You will need to go out and earn a living. It's an act of worship. You have new relatives who might think differently from you. To be able to get along with them is an act of worship. To be easygoing is an act of worship. To be able to correct them with a gentle tapping in a nice way when they're going wrong is an act of worship. You may have children. It's an act of worship to look after them, to nurture them, to provide for them. They might think a little bit differently from you as time passes. To be able to balance between their thinking with their generation and perhaps yours or mine with our generation and perhaps our folks and our parents, if they are still alive, which makes them grandparents. All of that is not easy to juggle. It requires great patience and sabr. It requires a lot in terms of sacrifice. That is what makes you a good Muslim. Are you ready to sacrifice? If the answer is yes, well, mashallah, a huge door of acts of worship has just been opened for you. And here goes, here's your chance to prove your mettle, to shine, to rise for the sake of Allah. It is a great sacrifice. Yes, the day of nikah is a happy day. It's a joyous day. We call it the honeymoon, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us perpetual days of goodness such that they get better as the years pass. Ameen. It's a very great responsibility. It's also a concern. Some struggle with a bit of anxiety because they don't know the waters that they have just gotten into. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to fulfill each other's rights. That's why it's a big act of worship. Especially if a person has been married, they've either been widowed or they've lost their spouse through some form of, you know, loss, either divorce as well. It's a very big sacrifice to nurture and raise the children of others, to be able to respect them. It's a duty. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. If you take a look at his marriages, he only married those who were divorced or widowed. That's what it is. And he took care of the children of everybody else. Subhanallah. Amazing. One only he married who was never married before. That was Aisha radiallahu anha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a true understanding. Some people think that, you know, when you're getting married, you should never ever consider someone who's widowed or divorced, because why should you? The reality is, if you want to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that's what he did. That's exactly what he did. Subhanallah. And you can imagine, there are children of other people involved. There's a lot that you're going to have to participate in. There is a lot, there will be challenges. You're going to have to be easygoing. There is a lot of character that you're going to have to develop there. All of this will prove your mettle. This will result in your Jannah ultimately. And like I say, it is the true following of the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless every one of us. I just spoke for 5 minutes, but I think it was a very important message for all of us to say, let's work hard. Let's work on our relationships, on our marriages. It's going to be a sacrifice. It's going to be a challenge. Be a little bit easygoing. That doesn't mean you don't correct people when they are wrong. We correct them when they are wrong in a beautiful way. If you have been corrected, don't feel like you are judged. You're not judged. People are just advising you out of love, out of care. You see a man on the street walking around with a bottle or doing whatever else. You don't care, so you don't even bother. But when you care for them, you tell them, listen son, listen my child, you know, listen my brother or my sister, this is not a good thing. The idea is not to embarrass someone, but to be able to correct them in a beautiful way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us accept correction, and may He make us from among those who can correct others in a beautiful way. That having been said, still my brothers and sisters, I have to say, the sacrifice that we will all put into our relationships in general, your own brother, your own parents, your children, whoever it may be, is something that actually shows who you are. You know, a person is valued by two things. I mentioned it in the Jumu'ah. A person is valued by two things. Taqwallahi wa husnul khuluqi. The consciousness of Allah, which is known only by Allah. Allah knows your relationship with Him. No one else can tell this person is a muttaqi. Perhaps they can guess, but they can't tell. The second thing is greatness of character and conduct. That everybody can see. They can witness. How do you make someone feel when you greet them? When you talk to them? How do you actually address people? All this makes you as a person. It will increase your value or it will decrease your value. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us conscious of these things. Let's learn to actually be the best of people. Work on yourself. Work on your character. Work on how you talk to people. Cut out bad words. They don't need to be in your vocabulary. Most problems occur when people don't know what to say or how to say it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance, inshallah. I will proceed immediately with the nikah. I'm going to do it in the simplest possible form, where I'm going to say a few words of guidance and advice within what is known as the khutbah. It will be in the Arabic language. Thereafter, I will proceed to ask a few questions that will be self-explanatory, inshallah.